This is one of my images. It's the eight rectangles, six of them green, two of them silvery blue against a black background. And the rectangles are made up of nervous light moving around. It's kind of got a scratchy, sort of fidgety feel about each of the rectangles. And if you look at each of the rectangles, you can see that there's some patterns repeated within each just because of the way that the light's moving around within them. But they're all different. They're all slightly different. But you, I wanted to create the impression that they are of a kind. What I have tried to do with these images is to describe light trying to escape. Really, that's the key theme here. And I've produced some of this work as, you know, single rectangles with the light just spilling over the edges, just going over the boundaries a little bit. And that's the bit that I'm really drawn to, that for me defines the images. With this image, I wanted to have a whole group of subjects. What are the subjects? But each of them, they're of a nature and they're all trying to escape from their boundary. Colours. I suppose I've got to try and cover the colours and the why. And why are two of those colours not the same as the others? I'm going to leave that one unanswered. There's something about balance. There was something very important to me when I was composing the image. It was really important those two bottom colours were different from the others. And as I tried to express why, I'm not sure I know. But I'm satisfied with it. I think sometimes with this work, you know, you're the vehicle that the work uses to come out. I don't always know why I produce things in certain ways, and these colours are an example of that. Oh, I'm sure that's deeply unsatisfying to some listeners, but there we are. That's the truth of it. I think there's a lot of subconscious in this image, and I'm happy with that. Titles. This is my work, and I've titled it before, and the series is called Constraint. Because it's about how we are constrained, and the we here is the light. You can have other versions of we if you like. And I find it very difficult once I've rested on that name to then try and create an alternative for it, because that's what it is to me. But I do also think that these are perhaps also maps. They might be maps of place, but they might be maps of mind. So let's just go with maps.